And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And good afternoon. A little sprinkle of rain your way. Ooh, my goodness. We have a couple guests today. Mike Whiting is running for mayor of Prescott Valley, and Glenn Savona is running for and is currently the Justice of the Peace in Prescott. But we're going to start off with a fellow that we kind of know, DJ Phone.
Like it or not.
Hey, from time to time we get to visit a little bit about some of the things that are coming to town. One of the deals that you interviewed J.D. Souther, mm-hmm. then he got sick and was rescheduled for the Elks Theater for the 19th of August. What was it like to talk to a guy who has written songs? We call them mailbox millionaires.
Indeed, because when you write a song that becomes a big hit, it's the writer who gets paid a lot of money every time that song airs.
Yeah, and he had some pretty good singers.
Boy, oh boy. When you are writing hits for the Eagles, I mean, Best of My Love, New Kid in Town, The Sad Cafe. He has written so many songs for them. James Dean, he wrote that. He wrote The Heart of the Matter for Don Henley. He wrote several hits for Linda Ronstadt, including Prisoner in Disguise. He's written hits for Brooks and Dunn, George Strait.
He had his own hit.
He had a massive hit. He had the number one, You're Only Lonely. Yeah, he had the number one adult contemporary hit for 5 weeks on the Billboard charts. 1979. The whole album's pretty good, by the way. He can still sing. But he's primarily a songwriter. And, you know, we complain sometimes in Northern Arizona, oh, we don't get any big stars here. You know, we just get tribute shows. Well, some of the tribute shows are pretty good, but this one is going to be the real deal. I mean, J.D. Souther, he's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And it's also part of perhaps the biggest month at the Elks Theater in a long, long time. Because next Wednesday, they're going to screen the original Mamma Mia movie on the big screen at the Elks. And then coming up Saturday the 11th, it'll be the tribute concert fundraising concert with Walt Richardson, Blaine Long, and the Cheek Tones. I interviewed Drew Hall 2 weeks ago about that. Coming up Sunday the 19th is the J.D. Souther Show. On Friday the 24th, your friend Mike Vax will be in town with a tribute to the music and heritage of New Orleans. And then
August 31st.
Oh, then mark your calendar for this one. This is a big one. The Vuela Tour is back in town. This is going to be their big bash. It's going to be their gourmet dinner and wine fest on the third floor. You have to have your reservations and check in for that. And then they're going to have an all-star concert on the Elks Theater stage featuring not only Northern Arizona favorites, the Cheek Tones and Sugar and the Mint, mm-hmm. but they're also going to have one of the most amazing performers I've seen in a long time. Her name is Gail Buswell. And she was the headliner for last year's Vuela Tour concert. And she rocked the Raven and the Prescott Valley Event Center. She's coming back for another performance along with several other really, really good French acts. It'll be a lot of variety, a lot of fun, some great food, wine, and great music. That's on the 31st at the Elks.
And from your show, which is on this station from 2 to 3, I suspect we'll be able to have updates and news briefs on all of this.
Yeah, not only that, but Alan Housset, the French impresario who's mm-hmm. putting all this together, he'll be on the show in, I believe, the 23rd. I want to say that. It'll be the 23rd. He'll be in town all that week because this is playing not only Prescott, it's also playing Sedona.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of that, and I enjoy your movie reviews. We won't get into too many.
Some don't
of them,
they?
Well, some of them weren't so hot. Yeah, no, I mean they were good reviews, but they weren't reviews that were good.
You know the attitude I take, Chuck. Remember when you and I were listening to Top 40 music as teenagers, and you always had a disc jockey in town who would call a song "Make It or Break It," and you hear the shattering of the record. That's the attitude I take with movies. Either some of them are really really good, and some of them you need to say, boy, does this thing stink.
There's other options, folks. Go to one of the other
or films. Netflix.
Go see Mamma Mia too.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to having J.D. Souther, and you're going to be giving away some tickets next week or so.
Indeed.
Stay tuned for that.
You bet.
Okay. DJ, thank you so much. And we got a ball game to listen to tonight, too.
Yeah, so. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch with the Giants.
Thank you very much. Michael Whiting, who is a city councilman with Prescott Valley and running for mayor, we'll be back with him in just a few moments. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. We'll be right back.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And here we go. Hey, Michael Whiting has joined us. Do you go on Michael or Mike?
I go either way, but Mike is fine.
I like Mike.
I do too.
I have a grandson named Mike who's in Fort Benning, Georgia right now enjoying the humidity in basic training. My wife and I checked the weather there and they go, oh, you think you got it bad here, folks?
Yeah, really.
Anyhow, you're running for the mayor of Prescott Valley. You're on the council now. You've been on the council for some little while.
I have. I've been on for 5 years, and as I've talked before, I was appointed to fill a vacancy we had, and then a year later I ran for councilperson and won that election. And in the state, in their wisdom, decided, well, we're going to put all the elections on an even year basis, and so that's even extended my term even longer. So I've been on the council longer than one would think I'd been on. So
yeah, well, there's an old phrase: I'm from the state, I'm here to help you. why are you running for mayor?
Well, you know, I think it's something that's important to me in the sense that the 5 years I've been on council, I think we've done a lot of good things. I think our quality of life has improved dramatically. We've been able to invest resources into public safety as well as streets and roads, which are two of probably the biggest topics among our residents. So I'm happy to say that we're able to respond to them in that way, and we want to continue to do that. And you don't know with new faces what their agendas are. I don't have an agenda other than to continue to improve our quality of life and look at things like public safety that can help our residents in the future.
Well, one of the concerns that I know you've dealt with in the past is people saying, where's all the water coming from?
Right. Well, that's,
and I don't mean the rain either.
Well, that's always a topic of discussion. And sometimes people push that as they know better. And other times, and I think for the most part, the majority just don't know what the situation is with our water. But we have an aquifer that's very large that we sit on in Prescott Valley, and the state kind of determines what where we are relative to the amount of water we have in our aquifer. And they've indicated to us, and I've heard our town manager talk about 200 to 300 years, but I think then you kind of get the
that's if we don't have any growth, huh?
Yeah, all right. So, you know, I like to say we have at least 100 years worth of water or more, and we use a 2025 general plan like most municipalities do around Arizona to kind of give us a vision, and we can meet all our needs relative to population growth in retail, growth in commercial with the existing infrastructure we have, including water, for many, many years.
Well, the growth out at Granville.
Yeah.
That's going to, how many homes are going to put out there?
Yeah, in Granville, you're talking about the Jasper, and it used to be known as the Glassford Heights. And they're projecting about 3,200 homes.
Yeah.
And if you look at the five planned communities we have in Prescott Valley right now, those were approved about 20 years ago. And so all the water in our aquifer are set aside for those.
Okay, so this was there's no such word as pre-planned, but these were planned.
Yes. You know, it was in our planning document. And so any new developments, and this is the newest development, Jasper, since 1990-something. It's been about 20 years. And they had to go to the state first. We don't have any way to authorize developers in terms of development until they have an okay from the state that they can demonstrate they have 100 years' worth of water for their development. So they can't use our aquifer in Prescott Valley. They have to demonstrate that they have access to water to furnish to their residents in that development. And so that's something that people don't understand. And then once they have that approval by the state, then they can come on their property and develop it in terms of if it meets the zoning requirements in our 2025 plan. In the sense of Jasper, we first saw in the council information about Glassford Heights, now called the Jasper, in 2013, 5 years ago. And so after 5 years, now we're seeing them actually clearing the land. So they have had to go ahead from the state to go ahead and develop that property. And so they will be looking at whatever resources they had to bring that to bear in their development in terms of water.
The overall picture from you and I who've been here a while is, wow, is growing so fast, and one of the benefits of, I guess, that Prescott Valley has is they've got land.
They do. You know, we have a lot of land, and I think we have room for development, and that's the necessity of having a general plan. I always bring this with me.
Don't open it up.
It's right in front of me, and
it's
people
get scared.
It's thicker
than the phone book.
Right, when they look at that, and some people tell me they don't like that, but it's a way to meet our obligation to our citizens relative to what we see as our future. And the 2025 plan was something we developed when I was on the Planning and Zoning Commission. I was a commissioner for 2 years prior to coming on the council. And we went chapter by chapter in terms of how we see our vision. And then that was turned over to the public to come and make public input or comment. And then it went to the public as far as a vote for approval. So it actually was approved by our residents one of our election cycles. And so it's something that our citizens feel confident that we're looking at what we feel is going to be the future of Prescott.
And this is all available to anybody who wants to see it.
It is. It's online at pvaz.net. And as you said, it's kind of thick, so it really isn't something people clamor to go and read. They have to take your word for it. And that's why sometimes I think people feel, well, you know, look at all that development going on. We have five others that were approved 20 years ago. Where's the water coming from? But,
mm-hmm.
but I think we have plenty of water. And so hopefully if there are issues about how we deal with that, then they can always give our town hall or me a call directly to get additional information. I'm happy to sit down and meet with people.
One of the things that also makes all this happen is money.
It is.
What's turning the wheels financially in Prescott Valley?
Yeah, well, you know, what's happening is we just approved a budget, and it's $100 million. It's about 13% higher than it was last year.
Wow.
And so we're growing, and primarily the additional funds that we're looking at as far as expenses have been for capital improvements. So we're currently expanding the police department. We're looking at expanding the Boys and Girls Club. We contributed about $400,000 to that endeavor. And then we're looking at our big park, Mountain Valley Park, to upgrade and add some amenities. So that's increased our budget a little bit. But on the other hand, what we've decided to do this year is we've asked our department heads to not increase their operational budgets at all compared to last year. So we have a zero operational budget increase. So we're looking at primarily just concentrating our efforts on those capital projects. And so, you know, people don't understand that. It's a good point that you bring up, is that we only have a limited amount of resources.
So I presume that the majority of your source comes from sales tax.
Sales tax, you're right on. So all of our revenue comes from sales tax. So we don't have other tax.
Something wrong.
Right. Well, that's another another source that we like to use, and our department heads are becoming very, I think, professional, or at least they're looking at. I'm very lucky in that regard in terms of finding funds that are available through grants. And I think our police department takes advantage of that quite a bit. I know our public works does in terms of streets, because Glassford Hill originally, when we first expanded that, was done with federal funds. So people don't realize that we have to kind of prioritize where our funds go. And sometimes they talk about our roads and streets. And
well, yes, I'm...
Hey, it's just about. And so people don't realize if we did and brought up all of our streets and roads to 2018 condition, it would cost us millions of dollars. We just don't have the resources mm-hmm. to do that. So what we're doing is we actually prioritize sections of our community every year to maintain and upgrade roads. And right now we're doing that in certain areas of Prescott Valley, and we've actually allocated $2.5 million this summer to do that. And that's why I think if people realize the funds it takes to do that, that they can get online, pvaz.net, and look where their development is and see when they're planned to be next as far as maintenance.
How we live before the internet?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question, but they can always call town hall. We always still have phones.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I think it's much more convenient to get information that you couldn't find otherwise.
Let me take a quick time out here. We'll be back with more with our guest, Mike Whiting, who's running for Prescott Valley Mayor. We'll be back with more on a Thursday roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley Cottonwood. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
What I like about you.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thursday roundtable on, we're talking with Mike Whiting, who is running for the mayor of Prescott Valley, currently on the city council, and have been for 6 years, 5 years, 5.5 years.
Could be.
All right.
Who's counting?
The challenges that people talk about, the ones I keep asking you about, besides not knowing when Dunkin' Donuts is coming,
yeah, right.
Is, which we'll get to.
It's coming.
It's coming. Thanks a lot.
And again, we don't make these calculations. The state does. And so it's just amazing. And when we had a forum the other night in Stone Ridge, we talked about this. And it really, people just got quiet after we talked about this. But currently, Prescott Valley has about 2.9 billion acre feet of water in our aquifer, which calculates to be 950 billion gallons, which is significantly more than what we feel would accommodate 100 years. That's why I think our town manager throws out like 200 or 300 years.
Mm-hmm. We don't share that water with anybody else?
We don't. In fact, as I mentioned, our aquifer has been assigned to and just to serve the 20-year developments that we've.
So you're not fighting the city of Prescott, then?
No.
Not really?
No. And so, you know, how that plays in, though, is we have to look at the future just like we do with our 2025 general plan, and someday we'll have to look at other alternative water supplies, and that's the big Chino Water Ranch that we purchased with Prescott many years ago.
Yeah.
And so that's something we have on the back burner that'll probably come into play as we update our 2025 general plan. So I think water situation is good. And then, you know, I think the fact that you see all this bare dirt, that it's out of control, and it's not. It's in our 2025 plan, and we'll have a chance in a couple of years to actually update and revise our plan. So then it'll be an opportunity for those who feel they'd like to put a cap on development or put gates up on 69 to keep people out.
Yeah, toll gate, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be their opportunity then to provide input for what's
going on. That's been discussed since the early 60s, I think.
Sure, and I think it's not new to Prescott Valley. I think all the communities.
You're an Arizona native.
I am. I'm originally born and raised in Tucson. And my dad, as I, went to the University of Arizona, and we talked about that. And so.
So you bear down.
We do bear down. It's just one of those things we have to do. But, it's been, I love the University of Arizona and graduated and got 2 degrees, a bachelor's and a master's degree in public administration.
And you worked at Veterans?
I am.
I am a veteran
and retired from the VA, so I served about 24,000 veterans in terms of authorizing health care services for them. And I know you're a veteran as well, and so it's needed that we do that and provide that to our veterans. And
yeah, you don't go too far in this Tri-City area without touching pretty close to a lot of veterans.
Right, yeah. I think it's a haven for veterans. And I had a brother who was in the Air Force as well, and he came up here quite a bit to access the VA here, mm-hmm. as well as take advantage.
We have Marion Dillinger
nice
on fairly regularly, and
yes.
that's quite an outfit she's
right,
got going
is.
There. Mayor up. Elect a mayor candidate.
Right.
Not mayor-elect yet.
No,
but
no.
Who have you gotten some endorsements that you're kind of...
I have. I've been fortunate to get the endorsement of our current mayor, Harvey Skou, who is retiring, and that's why we're kind of in a position to fill that position. And so I also have the mayor from Chino Valley, and then one of our past mayors, Carm Staker, endorsing me. So I feel pretty good that they feel I'm ready. I'm
You're not
qualified.
Doing it for the money, huh?
Well, no. It's kind of a toss-up, but no. As I've mentioned, I think it's a selfish thing on my part that we want to continue, I think, the good things we've done the last 5 years. And, if I can get elected and carry on, then I'll be very happy to do that.
Mike, quick question.
Yeah.
Give me a minute's worth of the challenges that Prescott Valley is going to be facing in the next 4 years.
4 years. Well, I think it's definitely growth, is one thing, and this is something we always talk about in water, but I think we've discussed that.
Yeah.
One other area is kind of transportation, and, I know that's been on the minds of a lot of people as well. And others
you're talking about public transportation?
Well, public transportation, and people don't know that Prescott Valley allocates $50,000 a year to transportation, and we utilize the Northern Arizona Council of Governments to manage that for us, and it's allocated to low-income people in Prescott Valley, and we're the only town or city or municipality in Yavapai County who does that. And back in the day, I guess, many years ago, we as well as other municipalities would do that because there was funds available, and no longer are there federal funds available, but we felt that it was our responsibility to continue to provide some sort of public transportation. So if they're eligible through Northern Arizona Council Governments, they're provided vouchers that then they can use for any public provider as far as transportation is concerned.
Whether it's going to the grocery store, or going to the hospital, or
right.
a doctor's office.
Medical, jobs, what have you. So it's something that we feel is very important to continue to support. And then the other part of this is that we have this organization that I can never remember, and it's a mouthful, but it's the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization. Mm-hmm. And they're the planner for Yavapai County as far as transportation. And I sat on that organization's committee for allocating funds through federal funds for several years, and then we have now our vice mayor who sits on that board. And so we look to them to provide us information relative to how we're going to address public transportation in the future. And we do have a provider now out of Chino Valley, which is the Yavapai Regional Transit. And they have a small program from Chino to Prescott and Prescott Valley. And there have been proposals floated where if the municipalities came together or other cities and towns and collaborated in terms of resources, because again, it's very expensive, doesn't pay for itself, and so Prescott Valley couldn't do it without the coordination and collaboration of other entities who are willing to help. And so we're hoping that that'll come to be, where we can support that situation with our sister cities and towns, as well as the Indian Reservation YRMC, because they have patients that need to access health care.
And so the VA.
And the VA, for sure. Yeah. So I think that's something that I feel very positive about and want to
Looks like a
support.
Regional. You have to have a regional picture. To
you do. You can't do it alone. And, you know, I think we've looked at it time and time again. It's just too expensive for Prescott Valley to look at. If we did that, then we'd have to start cutting services other places to accommodate that. And we feel we have a fairly good balance in terms of the quality of life here in Prescott Valley, that we're doing the right things right now. So we'll see if the other towns and cities are able to step up with Prescott Valley and see if we can get this system going.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Chuck.
I appreciate you coming in. This is Michael Whiting, who is a candidate for mayor of Prescott Valley. And when's the big day?
Yeah, election day is August 28th. So you can vote at any time during the day. And then our mail-in ballots come out, I think, tomorrow. Is what I heard on your radio.
No.
And so,
You
know, so he knows,
he knows
things.
All right.
And so that'll be out next week probably, and so people can start to fill out those mail-in ballots.
Enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
We're going to run into a news break here, a couple words from our sponsors, and Glenn Savona will be joining us. He's Justice of the Peace in Prescott, and talk about all the things that are going on in his world. And we'll be back with more on a Thursday roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and other great cities around the world on KQ&A.com. Be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
And now the Arizona Lottery presents the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy. This concludes the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy, presented by the Fantasy 5 $1 million giveaway. From now until August 31st, every Fantasy 5 ticket you purchase can be entered into a drawing for a chance to win $1 million. Enter at ArizonaLottery.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Tucson Unified School District kicks off a new school year with air conditioners not working in some classrooms. District spokesman John Muir says
some of the AC issues that we have are with units that are over 30 years old.
Muir says the district is turning to the school facilities board for cash.
They're so antiquated, so there'll be some failures. I mean, some districts are fortunate that they passed a bond.
He adds these aging coolers are another example of the toll a decade's worth of school funding funding cuts has impacted schools. You can hear from candidates running for a seat in LD1.
The Citizens Water Advocacy Group is hosting a candidate forum at 10 Saturday morning. Among the issues to be covered include rapid population growth in the face of drought and a shrinking water supply. Senate candidates include incumbent Karen Fan and Democrat challenger Joy Craycraft. Candidates for two House of Representatives seats include incumbents Noel Campbell and David Stringer, Republican challenger Jody Rooney, and Democrat challengers Ed Gogick and Jan Manilis. Saturday's forum will be held in the Granite Peak Unitarian Universalist Congregation Building located on Sunset Avenue in Prescott. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Brief isolated showers and thunderstorms today. A 10 to 30% chance for more tonight through Sunday. Cooling after bedtime to about 66. Partly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday near 89 in the Prescott Quad Cities. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for spot storms into and through the weekend with overnight lows in the low 70s. Mostly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday, about 98. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so is music and the arts. I saw on the news recently that some people in the Phoenix area actually read to and played their favorite music for pets in local shelters so that they wouldn't be scared by the sound of 4th of July fireworks. So it's a natural that Olson supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display, both poetically and musically, is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they've lived it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, roughly 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Robert.
And we are now in the court with Judge Glenn Savona. Hi.
Hello, Chuck. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Now, you are the JP in Prescott, and I, from time to time, see you on Facebook. You have people visit you outside your window in the morning. What's this all about?
Well, yes, I do. Well, in the morning and throughout the day, I have a fascination. Now, we're in a corner by the gazebo, so I've got two sets of windows. So in the morning, I have a lot of people who walk their dogs around, and also I've met some other friends on there, but primarily it's the dog walkers. I go out, and one of them was Carol. I haven't seen her in a while, but I hope she comes back soon. But I've been friends with the dog walkers, so they come up to my windows throughout the day with their dogs and say hello. For example, I've got Tia and Daryl. They bring Abby to my window, and Abby is a gorgeous dog. She's like a show dog when you see her, and everybody loves this dog. I've got Lori and Tannic, who come by on a regular basis, and they want to say hello, and they knock on the window, and I open the window, and I talk to them.
You have a window that opens.
I'm one of the few windows in that old courthouse that opens up, especially on the ground floor, and I just have a nice experience. I talk to the folks. I talk to the dogs, and we go on.
That's a good way to start your day, but you do that.
I'm in there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and some of the dog walkers are there. I did as a Facebook friend. I met Joseph. He's a very nice man. And basically, we saw a picture of him, of his, that he took early one morning of the courthouse square and the roads going around that, and it were very nice pictures. My wife pointed it out to me and said, this guy says he walks around the courthouse square in the morning. That morning, he happened to be walking alone and took this nice picture. So I sort of friended him on Facebook and said, well, you don't need to walk alone. How about we get together on a Friday or so, and I'll walk around the courthouse with you. Well, he agreed to meet with me, and his wife was funny because she's telling him, why does he want to meet you? And then like, I don't know. But we met, and we've basically four times around the courthouse square is a mile. So every Friday morning now, we've been out there walking around the courthouse square. He's introduced me to some of the other walkers in the morning, and we've had, actually had promises from other people who want to come up and give the judge a high five on our morning walks.
Yeah, and get pictures of that.
Well,
huh?
We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's a morning experience that it's unique to this type of court and unique to my experience there.
It is, and it's kind of fun to you're not Judge Roy Bean or something, you know.
No, and that's why I like being in the office I'm in.
Now, you started off as a prosecutor at City of Prescott, though.
Correct. In 1990, I came to Prescott to be a prosecutor. I was a prosecutor from 1990 to 2016 with the City of Prescott. So,
and as with Mike Whiting, you are a graduate of the University of Arizona.
Yes, both undergrad and law school. Bear down.
See, get a hold of Bill Monroe, we'll book you into here. Well, you know, in the years that you've been in Prescott, how many, what a change you must have seen.
Oh, everything. Just in the practice of law, it's really changed a lot because when I came in, DUIs were just sort of exploding as a specialty practice in courts with the defense as well as state. So as a result of that, it's been more specialized. So you really have to know DUI laws, both as a prosecutor, as a defense attorney and as a judge, because the laws change so much and it covers everything. Usually the officers involved right from the stop, the reasonable suspicion for the stop, the probable cause for the arrest, the right to counsel if the person has requested it. You have different issues with
you have the blood test or the breath test,
yes.
And they can refuse all that.
Yes, they can. There's something called implied consent, where somebody says if you drive on the roads in Arizona, you give your consent to give breath and blood if the police arrest you or have probable cause to arrest you for driving under the influence. And if you refuse that, then your license can be suspended for up to a year.
So all of this, now, as you came in as a prosecutor, you kind of understood all that, and then our friends down in the legislature kind of, to help us, made some changes. And now, as a judge, you've got to, you know, now you've got to balance both ends of this.
Right. Well, actually, I've always balanced both ends of this, because as a prosecutor, you also think of what the defense is going to do.
Okay, you're not
on both sides of the case, so that's why when I became a judge, it was more of a natural progression for me to do that, because you think of the defenses, you think of whether or not the state's done the right thing, because that's your job. Your job is to do the right thing by everybody. You're not trying to get convictions. You're trying to promote justice, and that's what the ethical rules regarding prosecutors are. You don't present cases that with bad evidence. You have to make sure the evidence is good, and the way to do that is to know the law. And I instilled that in the officers when I was there, is why are you doing what you're doing?
You had mentioned to me that you are used to going in it early when you were a prosecutor because you would talk with the police about what's going on.
Correct. I would go in at 6 o'clock in the morning because I knew the police department shift change was at 6:30. So I would go there at 6 o'clock just in case any of the night shift officers wanted to speak to me about what was going on that they needed to discuss with me, or if I needed to discuss with them something that was in their reports that either I had a concern with or I had a question about.
So over the ensuing decades, you have seen so much.
Oh, yes. I've been, like I said, I've there are officers who started when I did and are now retired.
Yeah.
So they put their 20 years in and they get to retire. So I've had a lot of really good training experiences with officers.
So how did you become a JP?
Well, what happened is Judge Markham was going to retire. Mm-hmm. Judge Markham was a midterm. He was there for 14 years. People came to me and said, hey, I think you'd be good for this position. You know the law. You know the people. You have prosecution experience. The JP's position is about 70% criminal law. So you've got this experience. Why don't you apply? So I applied along with 20 others. We went through the process. We had letters of recommendation. Then it was whittled down to 7 people to be interviewed by this group. 3 of those people went before the Board of Supervisors. Board of Supervisors went into executive session. We don't know what the other people are. I believe it was Andy Jolly and Bill Kunish were the other two. And they came out, and my wife was with me. It was a very happy day for us because they selected me over the other two people. Then I had 11 days in which to start that job. So basically, I had to leave the city and lose a full docket.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you can leave somebody not with a full docket. But sometimes when people retire or get out of, like in, with the election process, the election's in August and November. You have about 2 months before, you know, you have to take the position. I had 11 days, which included 2 weekends, New Year's and Christmas. So really about 6 days to start.
Yeah.
But I came in running, took over that court as well as the Prescott Magistrate Court. Because as you know, it's a co-located court.
So what is the difference?
Co-located means you have two jurisdictions occupying the same building, same structure. So you have the Prescott Justice Court, which does Sheriff's Department cases, DPS cases, Register of Contractor cases, Game and Fish cases. All those cases that are filed in Prescott Justice Court go through me. The Prescott City Courts handles all the cases filed by the Prescott Police Department. So they're separate courts. One handles the city court cases. The other one handles justice court cases.
So you're pretty busy.
Yes, sir.
Now, it used to be that they had tribal court, too.
They do, and I'm also the tribal court judge.
Well, you do that in your spare time.
Yes, right? Sir.
What is the toughest thing about being a judge?
Giving time to the people who come before you. As a judge, you want to give people due process. Mm-hmm. You want to humanize their case against them. That's not a number. You want to be able to address their needs. You have society's needs, of course. That's the first thing. If they violated the law, you treat everybody the same as far as their standards for violating the law. If they violated the law, that conduct gets treated the same. But the solutions to that are different for every person. So you go in there and you talk to the people at the time of sentencing. You talk to them and find out what motivates them to make sure that they don't come back to court on the same thing. Some people you can just find and you'll never see again. Other people, we have education programs set up. We have community service programs set up. We treat people individually. For example, if you make $120,000 a year and you find somebody $500, not going to be much of an impact. If you're making $6,000 a year and you find them $500, you're just taking a month income away from them. So you have to give individualized justice to folks. And you have to know the resources in your community to do that, whether it's counseling, whether it's community service opportunities, whether it's just treatment programs. And we have to have access to all of that. And I did that as a prosecutor because I created plea agreements with that in mind. I'm doing the same thing as a judge. I sentence people.
Interesting you say that, the plea agreement, because as you say, you have to, each case is based on its own merits.
Correct.
You cannot just say one thing covers it all, except when it comes to DUI.
Correct. DUIs, state law really mandates what the court can do in DUIs as far as the fine and the counseling and jail time. We can't deviate from that. What we do is we can deviate from other things. The type of counseling maybe involved could be more intense if you have a higher blood alcohol concentration. Those are the type of things that we can work into. We tried again to get people not to recidivize. That's the main thing we do in our court. So we listen to them, find out what motivates them. And the reality is if a lot of people coming into the court already in a counseling program, I know they bought into the problem. They're not waiting for the judge to make the solution for them. Those people I will treat a little bit different because I know they're interested in resolving the problem themselves. A lot of the people who come in and let the court make the decision, I'm firm and stern with how we do things because they're waiting for me to make the solution to their problem instead of them being engaged. And I like when the public's engaged in their own problems and their own solutions.
Do some people abuse the court in terms of frivolous things?
Well, nothing really frivolous. Everybody has their own perceptions. What people perceive as a frivolous case, the other person has a real interest in. So I don't know if I wouldn't call it frivolous. I would just say that people have their own interest and perceptions. And just because you see something as highly offensive and another person thinks it's light doesn't make either one of their positions less meritorious. Everybody has a right to come to court.
So you're Solomon.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I would definitely not put myself in that.
To make is to weigh those two interests because one person's way off to the left, one person's way off to the right in terms of their perception, and Glenn Savona has to bring them together and try and find to ameliorate that situation.
And that's where the prosecution aspect comes in because I deal with other people who are representing themselves. So you got to hear both sides. You were weighing the credibility of both parties the entire time. I do the same thing as a judge. I look for whatever is objective, something I can hang my hat on and say, what is this evidence that allows me to make the decision? Who is it that I believe more under the circumstances based upon what facts they are giving me that I can corroborate? That's a big step on doing the right thing for folks is finding that independent information to help you make your decision.
We have justice of the peace, how big is an area are you responsible for?
It's a big area. You're talking about Prescott, most of Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Paulden, Groom Creek, Skull Valley, Williamson Valley, a lot of unincorporated areas as well as a lot of incorporated areas when you talk of Paulden and those areas like that. So it is a huge area, a lot of population. Again, it's justice of the peace. Not only are you doing the criminal cases, you're also doing the civil cases up to $10,000. You're doing evictions for the entire area up to $10,000.
That's going
to
be tough.
It is. It is. And that's, again, the issue is how do you treat people fairly? And that's what they're looking for. Everybody is entitled to their day in court. And you may have not paid your rent, and you may have a good reason for not paying your rent, and you want somebody to hear that. I'm the person who's going to hear it. And
then you try and find an answer, a solution.
I find an answer that's consistent with the law. The rule of law is the most important thing. Because if you're not relying on the rule of law and you're just shooting from the hip, you're doing a disservice to everybody.
Okay. Glenn, we're going to take a time out here, and we'll be back to wrap things up. We're talking with Glenn Savona, who's a candidate and current Justice of the Peace. We'll be back with more on a Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world on KQNA.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday on Roundtable. And we're talking with Justice of the Peace of Prescott, Glenn Savona. How long have you been JP?
since January of 2017.
And you're having a lot of fun, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm learning a lot. I'm having fun with people.
When we were talking earlier, you people come to the door, show off their dogs, and you're walking with them on Friday afternoons. It's a tough job, but sometimes it's the people that make it worthwhile.
Well, it's the human element that makes it a good job. I meet a lot of people in court, and I try to treat them all with respect and dignity because they're coming into court, and I get a feedback with regard to that the people coming to court, whether they win or lose, they feel like they've had a fair shake. And that's what a judge's job is. We make decisions, but more importantly, we make people feel like they've had their day in court and it was a meaningful day in court.
It's got to be tough for you when you see the same people coming back, though.
Depends on the circumstances. Yes, it does.
A DUI type thing.
Well, DUI stuff, that's a little different because we've tried to help the first time.
Yeah.
If they come back the second time, I mean, there's more jail. There's more everything involved. But we have to express to them really clear in no uncertain terms that a third offense within 7 years is a felony offense. They don't want a felony offense. I don't want them to see a felony offense. So
deal with felonies.
I do in the morning. I have to see everybody who's arrested over the night on a felony or misdemeanor.
Oh, really?
Or else they get released within 24 hours. So I have to see everybody within 24 hours. So I see felony cases at 9 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I determine probable cause. I determine release conditions. And I determine, bail, bond, protection of victims, all those on felony cases, as well as misdemeanor cases.
That's a tough morning for you. Is some of it done telephonic?
What happens is I'm in the courtroom. There's a monitor in there, and the jail accesses the court through the monitor.
And so the driving back and forth, of course, is one of the things that Sheriff Masher is always, you know, talking about.
No, we do not do that. We see him over the monitor.
We were talking before. You have some cases that you never thought you'd ever have. What were you talking about? Livestock?
Yes.
Free-range chickens?
Correct. We've had those cases as well. And a lot of those cases I've never dealt with before, so I have to contact another judge. And I usually call Judge Glab out in Yarnell because that's a more rural area. So I have to learn about those things. By the way, there is no free-range chicken law.
Okay.
I found out through careful research on my own because nobody ever heard of that before, but nobody can deny it either.
Do you ever remember the old TV show called Night Court?
Yes, I do.
You have some situations that remind you of that?
Some people. I allow people to be a character to an extent in my court. I like individuality. So you do have some people who will come in and
No histrionics, but if you...
No, but sometimes I come in if I dealt with them before. Somebody may actually call me by my first name. Or I've prosecuted before and I say, hey, it's good to see you as a judge. Hi, Glenn. And I said, how you doing? Let's go ahead. Let's get back to what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
But it's just that kind of a courtroom where you can come in. It's some familiarity, some formalness, but let's get the job done.
I understand you have one of the finest campaign managers available.
Yes, her name is Rose, and her last name happens to be Savona. She's my wife, and not only is she very beautiful, she's very organized. I may be the guy who has the position. She's got the face and personality that really wins folks. So she, everywhere I go in the campaign, she's really there with me, and we are really a partnership. So Rose and I are together, and we are really enjoying the whole campaign trail right now.
And it's a good team.
It's a very good team.
Glenn, continued success. And your election's the 28th also?
Sure. The ballots go out this Friday, so you can actually mail them back in anytime. Mm-hmm. So if you want to make your decisions early, that's fine. I'm a candidate with criminal law experience. You know, the bench takes about 70% criminal law, so I'm the only candidate with that. I am having a social event at Forest Villas Social. Forest Village Sangria Social, August 9th at 5:30. So if anybody wishes to come and meet and speak with the judge and his beautiful wife, Rose, you're more than welcome to do it. And I'd be happy to speak with you.
And if otherwise, come by in the morning and bring your dog.
Bring your dog. It's always good.
Glenn, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being with us. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. And, baseball coming your way on the radio at 6 o'clock tonight. Diamondbacks against San Francisco. We'll take 4 in a row from them. Take my word for that. That's going to wrap it up. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.